Shalom, today's daf yomi is Beitza daf chaf, Beitza 20. Back in the Mishnah on 19a, we had learned that there was a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether or not you're allowed to bring a karban shlamim that was not required on Yontif. Beis Shammai said you are allowed to bring a shlamim, but you can't do smicha on it, you can't lean on it, but you're not allowed to bring the oa, the voluntary offerings. But Beis Hillel says you're allowed to bring the shlamim and the oos, and you're allowed to lean your hands upon them. So therefore, in our daf, on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings a discussion of this and an incident about what happened. So it says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught the following case happened. Maisa b'Hillel Azaki, and there was a story about Hillel the elder, Shehevi Olaso, Azara, that he brought his carbon ola re'iyah, the pilgrimage offering that you're required to do. He brought it, but you're not. The question is whether or not you're allowed to bring it on Yontif. So he brought this offering to the courtyard with smoke halal b'yontif. So Hillel the elder brought this animal to the temple in order to lean his hands on it on Yontif and to bring it as an offering. So what happened was, Chavru alav Talmidei Shammai Azakin. The students of Shammai, the elder, gathered around him because Shammai was their Rebbe. And Shammai had prohibited them from being able to, from bringing this type of offering on Yontif, this pilgrimage offering. So they wanted to prevent Hillel from doing it. They wanted to stop him from bringing it. So they said to him, Amru lo, Ma tiva shabahimazu. They said to Hillel, tell us about this animal. Meaning to say, which carbon is it? What are you going to do? So Hillel responded, Hillel understood that they were coming to attack him. So therefore, Hillel said, because he was so modest and humble, Hillel responded, and as we know from other sources, that you're allowed to change for the sake of peace. Like it's, we know that. We learned this also in Maseches Sukkah, that you're allowed to change for the sake of peace. You're even allowed to erase God's name for the sake of peace. So what happened? So under these circumstances, Amrolam, Hillel changed the story. He said, Nikevahi, this is a female animal, and therefore it's not kosher for an Ola, because an Ola can only come from a male offering. So Hillel says it's a female. And so he said, therefore, Zifrei Shlamim Hevesia, and I brought it to bring a carbon shlamim, because even Shammai admits that you're allowed to bring an obligatory shlamim offering on Yom Tif, like it says in our Mishnah. And therefore, what did Hillel do? V'kishke shlamim b'znava. That Hillel, he caused it to like wag its tail, like he was going to show them that indeed, that he's correct, that it's a female and not a male. And so right away they believed him. They said, you don't have to show us anything. And they left. That meaning to say, he showed them that this is not an Ola, but I'm bringing a Shlamim. They didn't ask him about the laying of the hands upon the animal because they had not seen him lay his hands on the animal. So therefore, they just heard this and it's a feist, and therefore they left. And so as a result of this, a big fight happened between the students of Shammai and Hillel about this matter. Ba'osalayom, and that day, what happened was, Gavra Yadam Shal Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel. That day, the students of Beis Shammai overpowered Beis Hillel, and they were much stronger than them. The Yerushalmi says it wasn't that exact day, it was several days after that. Achar Yamim Gavra Yadam, several days afterwards. But and they sought to establish that the law is like Shammai and not like Hillel. So what's the reason that they got into this fight? Because afterwards they understood that it was really a male. And they said that the reason why Hillel, they said that the reason why Hillel did not admit it explicitly that it was a male because he changed his mind. And so therefore, since they were embarrassed to say that Hillel changed his mind, and so therefore they didn't realize that he changed it on account of, that he lied on account of peace. And so therefore they thought that he basically changed his mind after he had said it the first time. And so therefore that's why they regretted this, and they came back and they fought and they established halacha is like him. So what happened was, like Shammai, v'haya sham zakin echad mitalmidei Shammai azakin, and there was one elder there from the students of Shammai the elder, who Baba ben Buta shmo. And Baba ben Buta was his name. Shayodea shalacha ke Beis Hillel. And he knew that the law was like Beis Hillel. that under these circumstances, that indeed you're allowed to bring the Oas Re'iyah on Yontif. And so therefore, he knew that the laws should be like Beis Hillel. And indeed, we know that the Gemara in Erevin tells us that for 3 years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued. One say the laws like us, the other said the laws like us, till a heavenly voice went out and said the laws like Beis Hillel. And so therefore, we see that the law is like Beis Hillel. So Baba Ben Buta knew that the law was like Beis Hillel. V'shalach v'evi koltzon keder shayibur shalem. He brought all the animals for in Jerusalem, v'amidem ba'azara, all the beautiful animals for an olah, and he put them in the courtyard. V'amar komi sharotza l'ismoch, yavo v'yismoch. And he said, whoever wants to come and lean their hands on this animal should come and lean their hands on this animal. V'oso ayom, and that day, that's what happened. Gavra yadon shal Beis Hillel, the hands of Beis Hillel became stronger. V'kavo alacha Kamosan, and they established that the law was like Beis Hillel in this matter, or like Hillel in this matter. Well, you Hashem Adam Sheira B'Davar Klum, and so there was nobody there who argued at all, and so therefore we see from here that the law was established like Hillel, but it came from a student of Beis Shammai, Baba Ben Buta, who established the law was like Beis Hillel in this matter.